We're talking today with Riley Blakely from the Ooliga FFA chapter and a proficiency award winner here at the 2014 National FFA Convention. Riley, which proficiency award have you won here this particular go round?
This year I won Diversified Livestock Production Entrepreneurship.
Tell me a little bit about your essay, your project that you've developed over the years.
Okay, well, I raise beef cattle, swine, lamb, as well as having 185 laying hens, which I sell their eggs. Aside from raising seed stock and selling show quality animals, I also sell retail cuts of beef, pork, and lamb at local farmers markets.
You've actually developed this over, what, about a 5 or 6 year period, right?
Actually, I started raising livestock at a very young age. My parents helped me get started when I was just 4 with providing me my first bottle calf. And I really started to sell a lot of retail cuts of meat and expand what I was doing whenever I got into the FFA in the 8th grade.
So tell me a little bit about maybe on the production side, first of all, because that's kind of what you were judged on this year. Tell me a little bit about some of the things you do to be successful in raising the livestock that you've got.
One thing that I've started is I try to do all of my cattle that I breed with AIing. And then something else that I've started to expand my genetics is doing embryo transfers. And then to sell my show cattle, I've started using an online auction. Therefore, I can reach more people across the United States.
So you're selling some animals for show animals and then also selling some meat animals as well then?
That is correct.
So for the meat production, when you start trying to get the right kind of genetics to please your customers at the retail end, what kind of considerations do you have to think about?
One thing that I have to think about is meeting their needs. They don't want something that's, for instance, really fatty. They want the marbling to be perfect on the steak, and they don't want a huge steak. They want a steak that's cut in a petite size for them to eat. And by listening to what they want, I'm able to go back and change and make what they are receiving better for them.
Tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA. I know you've been involved, obviously, quite a bit with the Ooliga chapter.
Yes, I began my FFA career in 8th grade. I started off giving speeches and just showing. My freshman year, I decided I was going to apply for a proficiency at my state level, which was very well. And now that I am actually a freshman at Oklahoma State, I am very privileged to win the Diversified Livestock Production.
What's your plans down the road?
I hope to graduate from Oklahoma State University in 2018. And then after that, I would like to continue to grow what I've already started and make it a larger area for me to go into and make it my livelihood.
You know, as you work with consumers, what's the one thing you've had to learn more than anything else to be successful?
I have to communicate and listen to what they have to say. A lot of people don't understand some things that are going on with agriculture, and it's best just to listen to what they have to say and then kind of give them your input instead of trying to correct them.
Has FFA helped you do that?
Yes. Without FFA, I probably wouldn't have a lot of the knowledge that I do have. Most that I've learned through the FFA program.
Congratulations.
Thank you.